Epilogue. The Crimson Lord. Kalth. A bountiful, beautiful world. A world under the aegis of the 13th Legion, as Kur had once been claimed by the 17th. Kalth. A name on the lips of every word-bearer. Kalth, where Gilliman's Legion gathered for war. Lorgar's Legion sailed almost in its entirety. Enough warships to blockade the beloved kingdom of Ultramar and burn the face of every world black. Enough warriors to drive the Ultramarines to their knees. Istvan had been forced into history at the point of a traitor's sword. Soon, there would come another massacre to fit into Imperial archives alongside it. Kalth. Argeltar remained alone for now. He had no patience for the cries of praise his brethren kept offering in his presence. He had no desire for their regard or worship. Instead, he sealed himself away from his own legion, kept company only by the regrets he'd accrued over half a century of treachery. Across his lap lay a golden blade of exquisite manufacture, etched and engraved for the hand of a master swordsman, gene-coded to activate only for the man it was made for. It was the weapon of one he had called brother, taken from Aquilon's body in the light of an unforgettable sunrise. In his hands was a digital data slate sized for human fingers. A cursor blinked halfway down the screen, waiting for words that would never be entered. An unfinished sentence ended the text. Argeltal had read it more times than he cared to recall, each time hoping that he'd see the intent, the meaning, that never made it onto the page. The ship shivered as it sailed through the underworld of human myth. They would reach Kalth soon. Aquilon, Zaphen. His brothers were gone. Argeltal put the sword aside and left the data slate on the modest table by his pallet. He rose to his feet, knowing it would soon be time to end this isolation. The Legion called, the Legion needed him. The Primarch himself had asked if he would stand with Corpheron, leading the assault on Kalth. He would obey, even if he stood alone. My brothers are dead.
No.
The voice rose from within.